In today's episode, I am sharing all the little details and nitty-gritty about my current morning ritual and everything that I do to get myself in a positive state of mind. So no matter what the day throws at me, I am more prepared and more optimistic and joyful overall. So let's dive in. Welcome to the Intentional Morning Podcast, a learn along with me show for women who are ready to take consistent action to design creative lives and become the happiest, most fully expressed version of themselves. A place where we don't believe in fixing ourselves, instead we create ourselves. I'm your host, Lisa Meekum, and I am obsessed with exploring how to live effervescently and with more intention. Each week, I'll be sharing feel-good stories, actionable takeaways, and timeless wisdom on how to elevate the quality of your everyday and have some more fun along the way. Now let's dive into today's episode. Hello, my friends. I am recording this in a full-on rain and thunderstorm, and I really, really love it. And so I want to take a second and apologize in advance if there is, some weird sound stuff going on. That's the deal. But I wanted to hop on the pod and talk to you guys about my current morning routine because it's changed a little bit and I've learned a couple things and I really wanted to share them with you guys. So I have been such a believer in having an excellent morning routine for years and years and years and years. I attribute my morning routine completely to my ability to have completely transformed my life experience and the people that I'm around and the amount of respect that I believe that I deserve and love and the kind of family that I want and all of those things. I believe that I've developed that clarity and set those intentions in having a consistent morning routine. But with that said, I also feel like it's really important to listen to your intuition and to allow that to change and evolve as you change and evolve. Because, oh man, I think it was Lori Harder that I heard first say that energy needs to move. And so if you are such a stickler for your routine and such a stickler for what is on the calendar that you don't ever shake it up, that you're going to find yourself on a subconscious level or whatever, picking fights with people or wanting to stir things up just because energy has to move. And I'm going on a side note here, but man, we see this all the time in our relationships, in our work, in every, like, if we're not growing, then you're shrinking or you're dying. And so applying that to our morning routine and allowing it to grow with us is so important. And so that leads me to today's topic. Now, my morning routine has been really fun because through the summer months, I'm able to really take my time. My kids are now ages 14 through 8, and so they're able to sleep in and wake up and be a little bit independent in the mornings, giving me a lot more freedom than I've experienced in the past. So I really want to, you know, just give that full disclosure because there were times in my life where, you know, I would save snacks in the bathroom and lock myself in the bathroom. And that was the only alone time that I would get all day is that 10 minutes to, you know, hopefully use the bathroom by myself and, you know, eat a snack. But that's besides the point. Anyways, so my morning routine now, it's a several part process where first I meditate or do a hypnosis, followed by a tapping session, followed by a unique journaling practice that I really feel so excited about right now. It's really lighting me up. And yeah, I cannot say enough about the value of a morning routine because when we think about it, guys, if you wake up and you are simply reacting to the surroundings around you, the other people around you, to your calendar, it's so easy for your emotions to also start to become more reactive because you haven't set that intention and taken control of your day before you started participating in it. And so, I mean, it's normal if we're sitting in traffic first thing on our way to work, someone's going to cut you off and it's going to piss you off. And if you haven't had a morning routine and set an intention, it might stick with you a little bit longer and it might piss you off a little bit longer and trickle into the other areas of your day. And so it is so important for us to take control of how we feel and set an intention and set the tone for our day as our day is starting. It's so much harder to kind of go back and shift how we feel about things and convince ourselves that the day was a great day when really there was just a couple first world problems probably that made it hard. And yeah, anyways, so first things first, I love to go outside on the front porch, and I invested in this giant cocoon chair that is, it's one of those just hanging swinging chairs, and it's, I swear, my favorite place in the entire house. And I go out there and I use the Grace Hypnosis app, and I swear by this app, you guys. I used to be terrified of flying, and I never let it stop me. I kind of held it in the same regard as my fear of heights, where I used to also be really afraid of heights, but I started rock climbing so that way I had to face that fear. And now, you know, they make me nervous, but I know I've got myself and I know that I'm okay. And so I'm no longer hindered or stifled by a fear of heights. And so I did the same thing with flying, where I would never not take a trip because I was afraid of flying. However, I would need to play a meditation and take CBD, and I would kind of need to get myself emotionally prepared for the flight. And if there was any turbulence, then it was really scary for me. And I started using, and as I said, it's the Grace Smith Hypnosis app. And I went through her Fear of Flying series and was able to fly to Europe last year without, I mean, you guys, it was shocking. It was without any fear whatsoever. I slept on the plane comfortably, like it, not drug induced. I mean, it was amazing. And that's when I became a true believer of hypnosis. And so if it can do that, then what can it be doing for the other areas of my life and for my mindset? So yeah, so I start out with a hypnosis recording, and basically the gist of hypnosis is it's meditation with a goal. And so often with meditation, you know, we can approach it with an intention, or, you know, oh, I want to feel calmer, or, you know, even if it's just part of routine, it helps you to get steady. Whereas hypnosis is looking for an outcome later on, is kind of the way that I understand it. And so anyways, I pick a hypnosis that resonates with me and go through that, followed by a tapping session. Now, tapping is relatively new to me, and I'm actually in the process of a certification, and it has been awesome. I mean, the way that it can change your mood and help you process negative emotions and then not need to revisit them later is really remarkable. And so for tapping, I highly suggest you guys follow Gala Darling. I'm actually going to be meeting her in 2 weeks in Hollywood. I'm so pumped. But I cannot speak enough about it. You feel a little crazy doing it. You're like tapping on your head and your face. And those of you that know me really well, I do not do face touching. I do not like when anything touches my face, but it's so worth it. It's so worth it, just because the way that you feel when you're done is just so wonderful. Anyways, after a quick tapping session, usually 3 to 5 minutes, and the way that I understand tapping is it's basically a mix of acupressure and positive psychology, combined with a little bit of affirmations. And yeah, it just makes you feel wonderful when you're done. So I've done my hypnosis, I've done my tapping, then I come inside and I make myself my morning elixir. Now this can be, I really listen to my body and what I need. It can be anything from a matcha where I add a bunch of really good cardamom and cinnamon and ginger and kind of turn it into a matcha chai. I almost always have one of my elixirs from Lunar Herbals in it. It's such a rare occasion that I don't have one of those every single morning, whether I put some mushroom mocha in some espresso or I make an elixir of bliss on its own. But I always have something that is going to really set a tone for my day and and nourish my body and my mind in a way that I really want it to. And then I take my journal and I head back out to the front porch because I love to listen to the birds and I just love the morning breeze and to be outside, but not too hot. And okay, and a side note, this is so fun. I am lucky enough to live up on a mountain. And so we have baby quail that are in the bushes near my porch. And I've really kind of claimed this wild hummingbird. His name is Henry. And almost every day he comes and visits me. And it's so sweet. I just love Henry. And yeah, so I feel like Snow White sitting out on my porch in the morning. And this is just how I've decided to start my day. And it's so wonderful. So anyways, I take out my journal again. And now I pull out Insight Timer and I set a timer for 15 minutes with bells that will go off in 5-minute increments. So in short, I'm going to write for 5 minutes about what I'm grateful for. I'm just going to free write and not let the pen move or not let the pen stop. And then for 5 minutes, I write about my day that I'm about to have that day in the present tense, focusing on everything positive and just how wonderful everything went. So for example, I might say, you know, today was such an incredible day. I started my morning with this awesome morning practice that lights me up and makes me feel so good. Then I ran to a new fitness class that is really challenging and really fun and was able to get some work done at a coffee shop and everything came together so much faster and so much better than I thought it would. I've been putting off this project for so long and really when I sat down and busted it out, it only took 30 minutes and then had a wonderful time playing with my kids. We went on a hike up to a waterfall and packed a picnic and was able to get more work done afterwards before I had an incredible yoga session with some friends and a wonderful night with my husband. Do you know what I mean? But you're going to write about your day as if it already happened, focusing on all the good stuff. Then for the last 5 minutes, you're going to write about everything that you're calling in. You're going to rewrite your goals. You're going to rewrite your dreams and what you're working towards. For a couple reasons. This is going to keep your goals at the forefront of your mind and remind you to keep working on them. It's also going to allow you to dream, to give yourself the space to keep imagining what you're working towards and how good it can be after you've gotten yourself in such a fun, vibey, positive energy. And that's really it. Now, this entire process takes me 30 minutes. Which is, you know, it's a chunk of time in the morning. And so during the autumn, I might need to tweak things a little bit. But for now, through the summer months, this has been just wonderful. Honestly, I love it so much. I'm probably going to keep everything as it is and just get used to waking up earlier and move stuff inside as it starts to get cooler through the winter. But yeah, that's been my morning routine. And I really hope that pieces of this were inspiring to you, that if anything resonates with you, please take it, use it. Yeah, everything here is just suggestion. And if you like it, awesome. If not, no big deal. So yeah, until next week, have a great day. Thank you so much for listening. I know there's a ton of podcasts out there, and I'm just so grateful to you for taking the time to join me and create a more intentional morning. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and leave a rating or review. Also, don't forget to get your hands on my free download, 8 Quick and Easy Intentional Morning Rituals. It's my gift to you to elevate the everyday, so be sure to snag that in the show notes. In the meantime, I can't wait to see you next week. Take care.